USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tornadoes could be in store for much of the South today. A large storm system is moving east and expected to bring tornadoes and flash floods to the region. Today's severe weather watch stretches from Mississippi to North Carolina, with Alabama facing the biggest threat for tornadoes. President Biden set to discuss his new infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. It comes with a $2.3 trillion price tag. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox News he's not in the mood to spend $2.3 million of taxpayers' money.
Look, the economy was doing pretty well a year ago until the coronavirus hit.
Yeah.
Thank goodness now we have the vaccines. We'll get the economy back on track by getting our country. There is a problem from infusing way too much cash into a system that right now may have difficulty absorbing it.
USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis after President Trump secured the border with Mexico. Everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Researchers at UNLV examined in-person versus remote learning in 250 of the largest school districts. The result? There was literally no correlation between COVID hospitalization rates and whether or not schools were open or closed. Researchers did find a strong correlation between teacher union strength and the use of remote learning. NFL fans can expect a little more football in the 2021 season.
NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game. With the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will be cut down to 3 games, with each team remaining with 1 bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that a team will play an international game at least once in an 8-year period. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Over the past few decades, research has shown that church retention among young adults drops significantly after the high school years. Generational differences and increased prioritization of digital devices have further decreased students' and teens' motivation when it comes to church involvement or faith in general. I had a chance to catch up with teaching pastor Mark Moore from Christ Church of the Valley in Phoenix, Arizona.
75% of students will drop out of church after they graduate, after they graduate from high school, before they graduate from college. We have a 75% attrition rate. And we actually know why. Because we have students that go off to college and they begin, they're sitting in classes and professors bring up questions they've never thought of and no one ever bothered to answer for them in church. This book is going to provide answers before they get off to college and before someone comes along and challenges their faith. Look, there are good answers out there. We just haven't always taken the time to answer them for students. And this book is going to help them independently on their own build confidence in the Bible.
More talking about his most recent book, Core 52, Student Edition. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.